Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Hi, I'm calling with reference to, I'm trying to verify I saw something of charge of $54.95 from Attainable Suited Fit was posted to my account on February 18th. I'm calling to find out what is that for.
What's your zip code, ma'am?
Okay.
What's your zip code?
11691.
Okay. Give me one moment. What's your name, ma'am?
Pardon me?
What's your name?
Kathy Campbell.
You said Kathy Campbell?
Yeah, C-A-T-H-Y, Kathy, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L Campbell.
One moment. Yeah, zip code is 11691.
Yeah, so where did this charge originate from?
One moment, ma'am. I'm still trying to pull up account for you. Okay, ma'am. Can I ask, where did you look at our number at?
I just looked at my bank statement, and it said that this charge, and it has the phone number. It has the date when the $54.95 was charged, Attainable Suited Fit, with the phone number, 855-461-5421.
You say your first name is spelled C-A-T-H-Y? And your last name is Campbell?
Yes.
Could it be under someone else's name, ma'am? Because I'm not finding an account. I'm not finding an account for you, ma'am, at all.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That $54.95, I don't know who charged it. It's fraudulent. It needs to be canceled or reimbursed to my account because I don't know what that is about.
Could you possibly go ahead, ma'am?
I don't know who charged it.
Could you possibly provide the last 4 digits of your card number, ma'am?
My card number?
The last 4 digits.
Why would I give my card number? It should be coming up there, right?
Ma'am, no information for you is coming up. So what I would have to do, ma'am, since you don't want to provide much information, ma'am, I would have to connect you to my supervisor. One moment, please.
It's already a fraudulent charge already, so then I must give my card number again?
That being stated, ma'am, I'm transferring to my supervisor right now. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.